بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها أو أزيد ومن جاء بسيئة فجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها أو أغفر ومن تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة ومن لقيني بقراب الأرض خطيئة لا يشرك بي شيئا لقيته بمثلها مغفرة رواه مسلم. معنى الحديث من تقرب إلي بطاعتي تقربت إليه برحمتي وإن زاد زدت فإن أتاني يمشي وأسرع في طاعتي أتيته هرولة أي صببت عليه الرحمة وسبقته بها ولم أحوجه إلى المشي الكثير في الوصول المقصود. وقراب الأرض بضم القاف ويقال بكسرها والضم وصحو أشر معناهما يقارب ملأها والله أعلم. أتت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سد الله تعالى سيس This is حديث قدسي where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala says, one who does a good deed, in other words, one good deed, he shall receive a reward 10 times the like thereof. So anyone, one good deed if we do, the reward is multiplied 10 times thereof. Oh, I will give him even more. So it is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minimum a person is rewarded is 10 blessings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right, and Allah ta'ala says that he can increase it to many folds. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِسَيِّئَةٍ And one who commits just one evil deed, فَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا Then the punishment is like thereof. In other words, you get one evil deed, so you get just one deed recorded against you. Oh, Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive him. So Allah has the right to forgive. So imagine, for a good deed, it's multiplied 10 times. For a bad deed, it's not, the punishment is not multiplied 10 times. Just one punishment you get. Or in fact, Allah Ta'ala forgives you. And whoever comes to me, one handspan, in other words, just a little bit of effort you made, one handspan closer you come to Allah, Allah says, I go to him by a cubit. The one who comes to me by a cubit, I go to him by an arm span. In other words, you come to Allah Ta'ala just this much, Allah comes to you that much. And if you come to Allah Ta'ala by one cubit, Allah Ta'ala comes to you one whole arm span. One who meets me with sin equivalent to the size of the earth, imagine so much of sin the person commits, it fills the entire world. And, but he does not associate any partners with me, Allah Ta'ala says, I will meet him with a similar amount of forgiveness. You did the whole world full of sin, but you turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided you do not associate partners with Allah, Allah brings to you a whole world of forgiveness. The hadith means that one who comes to me by obeying me, I am merciful to him. If he increases the good deeds, I do likewise. If he hastens in obedience to me, I go running to him by enveloping him in my mercy. And I hasten towards him so that he does not have to exert himself too much in reaching his goal. Allah says, I do not make him have to walk a lot towards reaching his goal. A little bit of effort, and I've mentioned this so many times now, we take baby steps towards Allah and Allah comes running towards us. Little bit of sacrifice we make, and Allah pours His mercy upon us. So in this hadith Qudsi, what have we learned? Allah announces to His servants how much He appreciates the eagerness to do good deeds, and the intense magnitude, the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's just one good deed we did, and Allah multiplies it by 10. In so many other hadith, it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala increases it 70 times more, then 700 times more, then many, many times more. It's Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. Allah Ta'ala can increase it so many times more. So He multiplies the reward. But look at Allah's mercy. For a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish us 10 times more. In fact, Allah creates opportunities for us to forgive us. And we turn to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand These ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one more which mentioned like similar to yesterday. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء أعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال يا رسول الله ما الموجبتان. What are those two things that make obligatory, that make something wajib? قال من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. That person who passes away without associating partners with Allah, in other words, he dies with iman, he dies with tawheed, دخل الجنة, he enters Jannah. ومن مات يشرك به شيئا دخل النار. رواه مسلم. And that person who passes away associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dies without iman and tawheed, and he enters Jahannam. So these are the two things that make compulsory. In other words, iman makes Jannat compulsory. And a person dies on kufr and shirk, it makes Jahannam compulsory. So again, a paradise is guaranteed for the person who testifies in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gets Jannat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the Jannat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to turn towards him, and one good deed you do, and it is multiplied. May Allah ta'ala accept us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.